Hurricane Hortense, currently off the northeast coast of the Dominican Republic, has been deadly. In Puerto Rico, scores of people were dead or missing after the storm moved by, dumping 18 inches of rain on some parts of the island. Hortense may be headed towards the east coast of the United States, parts of which, particularly in the Carolinas and Virginia, are still mopping up from Hurricane Fran. But where along the east coast might Hortense land? To answer that, we've turned to Naomi Sergi, a research meteorologist at the National Hurricane Center in Miami. Welcome, Ms. Sergi.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure.
How do you determine the likely direction of a hurricane when a storm is still, say, 72 hours away? What factors do you figure in to determine the path?
Okay, well, the hurricane forecasters actually rely on a whole hierarchy of numerical guidance products, numerical models. And these models range from very, very simple statistical models, which rely on past data of storms, in other words, climatological conditions of a certain storm being in a certain position at a certain time of year, and climatological tracks that storm has taken, to some very, very sophisticated models which take into account weather occurring all over the globe at a particular time and which take into account the very complicated air motions all over the globe and all the physical processes that affect that motion.
Now, we see these maps, these weather maps, indicating that there is a 70% likelihood that it will land here, or a 50% likelihood that it will be there, 40% somewhere else. What do you know about Hortense now? I mean, what can you say about it at this stage?
There's a general consensus with the models showing, and what is going to be a deciding factor in the path that Hortense will take, is a very deep trough digging down into the southeastern part of the United States over the next couple of days. Also, how far the subtropical ridge extends out into the western Atlantic. It will be a combination of these two things that hopefully will be responsible for recurving Hortense away from land.
Is there some way in looking at all of the models and the satellite information and all that kind of thing that can tell you how much rain there is in the storm or how powerful it will be if it hits land?
Yeah, certainly from satellite imagery and also from our forecast models, we have an idea of the precipitation that's associated with any one storm.
And you can predict then that it will be that the damage that a storm will do will be caused by rain in one place and wind in another, just based on.
Sure. Yeah. Well, initially, as a storm is making landfall, I mean, we get people out of harm's way from the water. 99% out of all deaths in hurricanes really occur from the initial storm surge, that dome of water that moves along the coast.
How do you know when the wind is going to be the problem? What tells you that it's going to be the wind, not the rain?
Satellite technology has taken us a tremendous way in being able to track these storms, but satellites are limited in the information they can give you, and this is why we rely so heavily on our aircraft reconnaissance, the Air Force Reserves flying into the storm and telling us what the storm looks like, how big it is, and how strong it is.
So even with all of the technology that you have at your disposal, you still need to send somebody out to look.
Oh, yeah. There is no substitute for actually flying through the storm and taking in-situ measurements.
Thank you very much for helping us out.
Okay, well, I hope I was.
It was very helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Naomi Sergi is a research meteorologist at the National Weather Service. We reached her in Miami.